I'm hiding in the damn pantry, Blake. Hiding in a pantry. Instead of being out there with all of our guests, I'm a coward in the dark corner on FaceTime with my best friend. This might actually be my lowest of lows. What the hell are you waiting for? Blake's voice echoes through the small space as I stare at her on my phone screen. This feels ridiculous. We're married, have two kids, and let me remind you, we're at his company holiday party. He's the owner, Anna, she reminds me. Make the best of this weekend while you can. The pantry is tucked off the main kitchen of the mountain cabin Knox rented for his company holiday retreat, so it's only a matter of time before someone, hopefully my husband, notices the light and comes in to find me in this ridiculous position, crouched on the floor. My husband, the most amazing man I know. I'm just relighting the fire, I remind myself. The fire that's still there, between us, smoldering in the way we lock eyes over a mountain of dishes, in the accidental brush of hands reaching for the same bottle of dish soap. But we're tired. So tired that even a kiss feels like a never-ending seventh-inning stretch. By the time we hit the pillow, we're too exhausted to do anything but roll to our separate sides of the bed and pass out. Every now and then, I will catch him staring at me like he's remembering who I am, like he wants to devour me, and I can't help but smile. We may not be setting the sheets on fire as often as we'd like, but at least we're still kinda sparking, right? I peek through the small crack I left myself and look out into the sea of people. The room is dimly lit, wrapped in the glow of soft string of lights draped across the wooden ceiling beams and coiled around the staircase railing. The fireplace crackles steadily, casting a flickering amber light as it moves lazily across the room. There is a slightly imperfect Christmas tree standing near the window with soft Christmas music flowing from the speakers. The room's crowded, but cozy. People fill every corner. There are clients, investors, and a few foundation members present. Knox opened a youth training facility, a dream of his we have been collectively working on for years. He goes to the facility to oversee everything, while I run all things PR, letting my marketing degree come in handy. I absolutely love it. I get to work from home and stay close to our children, Riker and Rory, at the same time. We have a new nanny we share with the neighbors, allowing me to work from home, and it's the best thing we've done for our family in so many ways.